this morning, earlier this week, I was preparing for what God wanted for this Sunday, and He kind of took me in a different direction than what I was planning. I don't know if that ever happens to you, where you think you have things planned out, what you want to do, where you're supposed to go, and how you're supposed to do it. But God had some other things in mind, so what do we do when that happens? Well, I think the best thing to do is to try and follow what that is that God wants. And so we're going to do things a little bit differently this morning. Don't get too nervous. I'm not going to make you do anything strange, and hopefully it doesn't make you feel too uncomfortable. I got kind of another sense of that differentness this morning. My habit is to tweak my sermon on Sunday morning and kind of familiarize myself with it, and then when I'm happy with it, I print it out and bring it with me. And my computer crashed this morning, and I couldn't get it back up. And so my sermon is somewhere out there in some digital bits that cannot be recovered at the moment. And I'm not the best at really even remembering, you know, things that I wrote down. So I tried to kind of make some notes this morning of what I had written. And some things came back, some things didn't. And so I don't know what God has in mind. The scripture that came to mind this week is found in Psalms 127. And Cole, if you want to go ahead and put that up. Verses 1 and 2. And I want to spend some time talking a little bit about this. And then I'd like to spend the rest of the time, what I would say, responding to it and what it's calling us to do. And I, some responses, a lot of responses that could be given to this scripture. But the one that really came to mind for me is going to the Lord and asking for His help in the situations that we face. And so, once I talk a little bit about this scripture, I'd like to spend some time together as a group this morning doing that. I'm going to read the scripture and I'll talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer. It seems to me that, at least in our last format, that prayer kind of in our service has gotten shoved off the end. Often we don't have a lot of time for it. Maybe I'm preaching too long. I don't know. But it feels often like it's just kind of tacked on the end. We do prayer, and often, as someone told me this week, often it's prayer just for what we need. And those are important things, but we don't spend a lot of time in prayer just seeking the Lord, recognizing who He is, His greatness, His power, and all the other things of communication that need to happen when we communicate with somebody. When you and I communicate with each other, it would be pretty poor if we just always were asking each other for things and we never communicate in any other way. And so I'd like to spend some time in prayer today, and I want to set some time aside for that instead of just kind of having it tacked on the end of our service. Let me read the scripture again. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves. Well, I know that many of you are facing things that are challenging in life. They could be a lot of different things. Each of us has our own difficulties that we face in life. It could be parenting. It could be struggling with sin in our life. It could be difficulties with a spouse or an employer. You might be facing some significant change coming up in the future, and you might be excited about it on one hand, but on the other hand, you're scared to death about what that change might entail. Some of us have questions that we're dealing with that we really don't have answers for. You've thought about it. You've talked to other people about it, but you're still not sure what it is that you're supposed to do. Some of us have other people asking us questions that you don't have answers for. On Tuesday, I'm starting a Bible study at Command Alcon, and God just kind of dropped that in my lap, and I'm excited about it, but I'm also a little nervous about it. I'm not quite sure where God is going to take it, what He's going to do with it. And maybe one of you can help me come along and help me. The question that I asked them last week, I said, well, what do you want to talk about? And they said, one of the persons said, well, could Hitler be saved? I said, that's a really good question. And so that question, as you realize, there's a lot of things that need to be talked about in order to answer that question. And there's going to be a lot of questions that come up in this meeting, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to answer them. But I know that God is doing something there. He wants to accomplish something there. And I need to be willing to go along with what His plan is. But honestly, I don't have all the answers that they're going to ask. The one guy I invited to come, he drives me crazy sometimes because he's difficult. But I invited him to come, and he's interested in spiritual things. And so I know God is working in his life, but I don't know the questions that he's going to ask me. I don't know how he's going to challenge me. And so you guys are facing similar things like that, whether it's in your spiritual life or whether it's in your family or whether it's situations that you've just come through. And so we come here together to really see what God has to say to us. We come here to seek wisdom from Him. We come here to be touched by God. And that's the hope of each of us, is to come here and experience God's touch in our lives, to experience His arms around us, and to experience the wisdom that He has to offer to each of us for the situations that we face. Whether we realize it or not, we do not have what it takes to accomplish the tasks that are before us. Some of us think we do. Some of us think we don't. But each of us comes to a point where we realize that we do not have what it takes to accomplish what God has given us to do. We're very busy doing things. I'm very busy. And I had to kind of chuckle a little bit in looking at the end of this verse 2 here and say, wow, that just sounds familiar. You get up early, you stay up late, trying to get all the things done that you need to get done. And it says He grants sleep to those He loves. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately. I don't know about you guys. But I had to wonder, I had to think, is all this activity accomplishing what God wants to happen? Is it accomplishing that? Is it worth something? Or does it fit in this category of being vanity? That in the end, all of the busyness and the things that we're doing doesn't amount to a whole lot. And what's the answer to that question? What's the answer to the question of whether we're going to succeed in what we're doing or whether we're going to fail? We could point to a lot of things about abilities and talents and gifts that God's given us and all those things, and we are supposed to use those things. But these verses point out one thing that is key in all of this, one thing and one thing only. And that is, unless God is involved in what we are doing, unless He is doing it, it's all for naught. Unless He is here today, working in this service, during the worship time, during the Sunday school classes, unless He is intimately involved with what we're doing here, it's all for nothing. Unless He's involved in what your family is doing, in your parenting, and in your relationship with your spouse, and your outreach efforts. Unless God is intimately involved with that, if He's not involved with that, then it's all for naught. And this really struck me this week and has got a hold of me, because there are times when I just am really tired and I realize that I am not drawing on the resources of God. That I am convinced that I know how to fix things, that I know how to do things, and that I have the answers. And this verse, these verses just bring me back to the reality that I don't have all the answers. And all this activity sometimes is for little gain. And I have to think that God sometimes is saying, and you probably recognize this passage, "Rob, Rob, why are you worrying and anxious about all of these things when only one thing is needed?" Anybody tell me what that one thing is? Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Jesus told that to Martha. We're familiar with that story. And I've heard it many times, and I've heard the application many times, but it's still hard for me to get it. And so this morning, I want to take some time to do that, to sit at the feet of Jesus. And I'm not sure what He's going to tell us. And I want you to all help in that process of hearing from the Lord. What does He have for us to say? We're going to begin with a time of just recognizing who God is. And we're going to spend a good amount of time on that, just praising God for who He is, for what He's done. And during that time, I'd like you to have your Bibles open. I'd like you to, God speaks to each of us. I'd like you to share a scripture, if you can, of reminding us about God's greatness and who He is and all that He's done for us. And so first we're going to spend some time doing that. And then next we're going to move into a time of just asking God for wisdom. And that really ties into this scripture of asking God to be involved in the plans that we have, both as a church and individually. And I don't know all the things that are in your life and what maybe you're facing right now, the things that you're struggling with. But I want to invite you during that time to just lay those things at the feet of Jesus and ask Him to take those things. Ask Him to take them. Ask Him for wisdom. Then we're going to move into a time where we normally are, and that is our requests of just laying them before God and asking Him to intervene in situations in our lives. And then finally, I'd like to end with a time of recognizing God's promises and just focusing on all the things that He has for us. If we go a different direction during those times, I'm not worried about it, because I expect that God will be leading us where He wants us to go. Also, I would like you to, if you have a song that you think would help draw us into that mindset, go ahead and either lead out or ask Keith, or Keith to lead it. He'd be glad to lead the song if you're not comfortable with that. Just say, "Keith, could you lead this song?" So feel free to do that during the entire time. And also, why don't we take a moment and if we could just kind of fill in the spaces and move forward so that we can be in kind of a tighter group. If you're capable of doing that, let's just fill in a little bit so that we can be a little bit closer together. I know for Americans that's a little bit difficult sometimes to... We need our space, but let's do that just in a time of preparing for prayer. I don't really like being up there that much, in case you wondered. So I'm going to come down here and join you guys. So we're going to start off with, like I said, we'll start off with just lifting up the Lord's name. That could be through Scripture. That could be through prayer. And often when Scripture is shared, there's pieces of that that really come to mind. It could be through song as well. So I'm depending on you to respond to God's Spirit as well. I'm not really leading this. I'm going to kind of guide it here and there as we go this morning. But just respond to the Spirit. Don't be nervous about reading a Scripture or just sharing a short prayer. This is between you and the Lord. It's not between anybody else. It's between you and the Lord. Father, we come before you this morning, and we recognize our need for you. We recognize the need to have you involved in all the things that we're doing. And Lord, as we reflect on who you are, I pray that our eyes would be open, that our ears would hear. I ask that your Spirit would speak to our hearts. Touch us, Father. We need you. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. We read some from Psalm 136, and I'd like you to respond. This is a responsive reading. His love endures forever. So I'll read a phrase, and you could go ahead and respond with that response. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night. Let's move into a time of what the verse that I shared this morning, of asking the Lord to enter into those things that we're facing. And as a church, we have challenges we're facing as well. We talked about this building project that's on the horizon. Many questions involved yet with that project. We need wisdom from the Lord in knowing how to move forward with that. There's many other things like that that we need help from God in knowing how to accomplish. You have things in your own life that you're facing that you're either tired or maybe anxious about. Lift those to the Lord and ask him for wisdom this morning. Feel free to lead out. Of course, you can pray silently if you feel more comfortable doing that, but I'd encourage you, if you feel led, to lead out, and just we can join you in that prayer. Let's seek the Lord for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Father, we recognize our need for you this morning. Lord, I've already talked about this Bible study on Tuesday, and I need your wisdom for that. Help me to know how to prepare for that, to follow your leading, to not depend on my own strength, but on what you want to do there, to be intimately involved with your work that you're doing already in these people's hearts. I give it to you. I'd like to share a song that's been on my heart this week. It's a simple song of asking God to work in our hearts. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. Lord, I want to hear your voice. Lord, I long to hear your voice. Lord, I long to hear your voice. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. Lord, I long to hear your voice. Lord, I long to hear your voice. Lord, I long to hear your voice. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. Soften my heart, center my thoughts to hear your voice today. To hear your voice today. To hear your voice today. Father, I ask that you would be with the pastoral team here. Lord, we long to hear your voice. Father, we know that we get up in the pulpit without you, it's not worth anything. So Lord, speak to us as we prepare our messages. Father, we long to see the power of your word go forth. Father, may we be a part of that, not get in the way of it. Let's move into a time of requests. I'm trying to think the best way to do this. I would really like, if you would like to be prayed for by somebody, that we could do that in some fashion. Some people don't like people gathering around them necessarily, but others really need that. So let's just first start by opening it up for requests that you have that you would like us to remember. I want you to stand up. And you don't have to share in in a group, but if you feel comfortable, if you could gather in groups of maybe three people, not too large, so you have an opportunity to talk a little bit about what's going on in your life. We'll do that for about 10 minutes, and then we'll wrap things up. So take a moment and find some people around you. You know some of the things that have already been shared that you can remember if you're in that group. And spend some time praying for the people in your group, and then I'll draw us back together again. Let's have a closing prayer together. Father, we thank you for reminding us this morning of the need to have you involved in all of our plans, all of our endeavors. And Lord, we do a lot of good things, but sometimes we do most of it under our own efforts. And I just pray that we would experience the rest that you have for us, the peace that you offer to us, for you do say that your burden is light, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And Lord, we just thank you that we can come to you. We recognize all that you are and all that you offer to us. And we just ask that you would work in each of the situations that we are in, the things that we face. And our desire is that your name would be glorified, that you would be proclaimed in this church and in our lives and wherever it is that you take us. May you be lifted up and glorified. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for letting me change things a little bit this Sunday. Hopefully I didn't put you too far outside of your comfort zone. But I want to explore how we can do more corporate prayer together, just really seeking the face of God. I think it's so important in what we're doing in ministry, and we can't do it without that. So be interested in any comments, too, that you have about prayer in the future. So go in peace.